First name is Bessem, Bessim. Last name is Hajx. Hajx. This is a 51-year-old woman, a 51-year-old gentleman who comes in today with symptoms of abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, leukocytosis. Was seen in the emergency room with a white count of 13,000. Patient has an extensive history of opioid use in the past, was clean for 6 years. Then a few days ago, he was having jaw surgery, so he took his Vicodin, and he started having he started abusing opioids again, period. He's under a psychiatrist care. He's not suicidal. He has a history of hypertension. His current medications include atenolol 50 milligram, diazepam 10 milligram 4 times a day, atenolol is once a day, Zoloft 50 milligram a day, testosterone 200 milligram a week, Lamictal 150 milligram once a day, period. This is his first visit to our clinic. Patient has never been seen here before. He states that his symptoms of abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, cramping have improved, but he was concerned about his abdomen and he wanted to get a check today, period. His symptoms improved because he finally took a Vicodin that he had at home. I told him he needs to make a decision whether or not he wants to get off this medication. Talked to your psychiatrist, but he said he could not get an appointment, went to the emergency room, they wouldn't help him, period. New paragraph, he doesn't appear to be suicidal to me at this time. He has no desire to hurt himself or others, period. New paragraph, allergy, Adderall. New paragraph, medical problems, hypertension, anxiety, opioid disorder. New paragraph, patient has had blood work done, including hepatitis profile and HIV, have all been negative, has had a history of HIV, IV drug use in the past, period. New paragraph, patient is gainfully employed, he works as a real estate agent at this time, he's not married, period. Surgery, no recent surgery reported, family history, positive for colon cancer and hypertension, period. Maintenance, patient did recently have a colonoscopy. Patient does not smoke, does not drink, does vape sometimes, and does use THC, and he's discussed all this with his psychiatrist today. Today, he looks very awake, alert, in no distress. He's not tachycardic. He weighs 174 pounds. His pulse is 74, blood pressure 126 over 66. His respiration is 22. Or 20, O2 side 99%, temperature 98, heart positive, small positive, verse 2, lungs clear, abdomen soft, next to every skin shows no natural mucosa with an lesion. I cannot elicit any abdominal pain, discomfort, rebound, rigidity on the exam, period. Number one, opioid disorder. Number two, has tried Suboxone before, does not want to use Suboxone again. Number three, has plenty of medication to take care of his symptoms. The only thing I can offer him is Phenagan. 12.5 milligram tablets and clonidine 0.1. He knows not to take the clonidine or clonopin. Clonopin 1 milligram TID along with Phenagan 12.5 milligram. He knows not to take the clonopin with the Valium since they're both benzodiazepines. Period. New paragraph. He's going to discuss this with his psychiatrist as well. 20 tablets of Phenagan, 12.5, and 20 tablets of Clonopin, 1 milligram was given. So not Clonidine, but Clonopin. Period. Ultrasound exam is completely within normal limits, period. Patient's findings, except for the fatty liver, patient's findings were discussed with patient. Patient was encouraged to go to the emergency room or maybe to a withdrawal center if symptoms continues and has issues. He's quite versed in his condition. Findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.